You're listening to Potty Mouth Radio, the home of movies, music, television, and comedy. Oh, that's
and now, the hunt for the perfect album.
Hello, patrons, and welcome back to the hunt for the perfect album with Billy and Dave. How you doing, mate?
I'm good.
That's
good. We always start these with one of us nervous.
And this week is you, because you gave me an album. Do you want to tell the people what it is you gave me?
I gave you... I have nothing to back this up, but arguably the first concept album ever created. Okay. Willie Nelson's Redheaded Stranger.
Yes.
From so 1975.
So what's your history with this album? Are you a Willie Nelson fan outside of this album?
As a person, I am. I've always found him very fucking cool. I mean, the guy's been about 80 years old since about 1920. So he's always had the fucking two plaits. I just think he's one of these guys that just, he's always been the same his entire life. And I kind of love that about him. I'm not a huge country fan, but the country that I love, I really love.
And I get that. I feel the same way.
I'm not in the fucking Dixie Chicks or the Chicks or whatever they call it. You know, Garth Brooks, whatever. But there's a few things. I'm a big fan of, I don't know, if, maybe I should have given you this. There's a Jewish cowboy singer, mystery writer called Kinky Friedman.
Okay.
Who he writes mystery novels with himself as the main character who solves the crimes. By name, Kinky Friedman is the... And he also, Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys, because he's a Jewish guy. songs, I think there's one called something like They Ain't Making Cowboys Like Jesus Anymore. And I'll flick you some stuff.
Yeah, so cool.
He's another one that I really, really like. But I came across this when I was a teenager and saw Edge of Darkness for the first time.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week,
where Bob Peck and Joe Don Baker are sitting bonding over their, you know, love of country music. Yeah. And much like Quint and the boys in Jaws, they start bonding over the lyrics of the first track on this album, Time of the Preacher.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, there's one line in Time of the Preacher where he screamed like a panther in the middle of the night. And for some reason, that line just fucking spoke to me. And then I went out and sought it out and found this album and just went, shit, this is good.
Yeah.
The love of a man. I loved her so dearly. He went out of his mind when she left him for someone that she left behind. And he cried like a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I am only kind of generally familiar with Willie Nelson. You know, I know him through his big hits. I'd never heard any of his kind of deep country stuff. So I didn't really know what to expect with this album. And then you put it on and obviously that track comes up first. And I fucking loved it. I loved that song in particular. I think that that is probably... It's not my favorite, but it is close to. I think that that track is a great opening to this album. It's interesting
how
that this
is
a concept.
Line, though? Yeah, yeah. Screamed like a panther in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. But it's like a Bob Dylan lyric. It's just poetry.
Well, it's funny that you bring up Bob Dylan, because Bob Dylan came to mind while listening to this album, not just stylistically, but I didn't know that Willie Nelson could sing. In my head, I thought Willie Nelson was much more like a Bob Dylan type, where he actually couldn't sing but was famous for being such a great musician anyway, because that's the way I feel about Dylan.
Because I think I said this last week. probably his greatest success is writing things like Always on Your Mind that then Elvis Presley has a big hit with,
rather than
you know, Willie himself having the hit with Stuff.
Yeah. But as it turns out, I was wrong. I love his voice. He's got a fantastic voice, especially for the style of music that's on this album. My biggest issue with the album is, and we've had this issue with several albums in the past, where, and this is maybe a bit different because it is a concept album, but I could not tell you when one track ends and one begins. Most of them are very, very samey.
It's almost kind of like a classical, like a symphony or something. You've got, what he's done is take probably three or four songs, which he didn't write.
Yeah.
There's Redheaded Stranger, which was kind of the crux of it all, which is a song he used to sing back in the 60s when he was first starting out.
Yeah.
And he's taken kind of the story of that song, fleshed it out into a big long story.
Yeah.
Picked two or three other songs that kind of work and then filled it in with stuff he's written. So the stuff he's written, it's kind of like in a classical piece where you get returns to the same thing. So you get
100%.
That Time of the Preacher thing returns and returns and returns, tying it all together. So it makes sense that it kind of feels like one.
Well, and just the nature of this style of music. I mean, even the songs that he didn't write to thematically go with those other songs, even the songs that were existing songs, they're all virtually the same chord progression. Like, that's just the nature of this style of country. It's the same tempo. It's the same, you know.
Like I said when I gave it to you, the label, if he didn't have carte blanche, they wouldn't have released it. He was successful enough when he got to this that he said, I want complete creative control, and they gave it to him. And he literally, it's just him. I don't know if you've seen pictures of his guitar. It famously has a huge fucking hole in it, and he's never replaced it because he likes the sound. It looks like it's been run over by a fucking truck, and it's one of those famous guitars. It's him, his shitty old guitar, and I swear he fucking recorded it in his fucking garage or something.
Yeah, well, I read that the label thought
so
it was a demo.
It's so underproduced.
I'll tell you what, it's beautiful though. His instrumentation is fantastic. It's not just the guitar. There's the piano and every now and then there's very light drums. But you get into track two, I couldn't believe it was true. And it starts with the exact same chord progression as Time of the Preacher. It's a little bit faster, but I really like this one as well.
And I am quivering, and I'll try to forgive, but I cannot forget. My heartbreaking loss is another man's gain, and her happiness always, I hope, will remain. And I couldn't believe it was true, Lord, I couldn't believe.
And that's one of the least sparse songs in terms of instrumentation. I think it's really nice. It's got that beautiful country electric guitar kicking in. I love his voice. I had no idea that he was such an adept singer.
I think the reason why I love this so much is because it's obviously very American.
Yeah.
But it's almost got a folk feel to it.
It's 100%. That's just the storytelling nature of it as well.
No,
the fact that it's concert,
this is
very
not
folk.
Glen Campbell, Star Spangled, you know, cowboys stuff. This is dude sitting on a upturned log by a fire with an old beat up guitar. It's a much more folksy sort of feel to it, which I think is why I attach myself to it so much.
Yeah. There's no songs that I don't like. I do find, you know, then we do return again to Time of the Preacher several times with what they call themes, different versions. The next song that I really like is Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Only memories remain. Through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Again, it's a very typical blues country song. Like, there's nothing really special about it in terms of its beautiful composition or its arrangement. But it's the way that he performs it. To me, this is an album feel and atmosphere, I think, more than anything else. Like, I think that, I got to tell you, I couldn't, if I didn't know this was a concept album, I wouldn't know it. I don't think that you can feel that, certainly not on first listen. I couldn't tell you what the story is. I read that it's about, you know, a redheaded stranger who perhaps murders his wife or something and is on the run from the law. I didn't get any of that from listening to this album. But it is very much an album of feel to me. It's the atmosphere and the vibe that is created through these songs is beautiful. What's your favorite?
I was going to say, have we got to the track that you liked the most yet?
No, not yet. I was just going to ask, what's your favorite track?
It always used to be Time of the Preacher, but I reckon it's probably Blue Eyes. I just find that song so fucking beautiful.
Yeah, I do enjoy that song. Again, I think most of them kind of run together. The next one that I thought was really different is an instrumental track called Down Yonder, which is quite a beaten piano. It's very different to the rest of the album. Very different, almost out of place different. I don't know exactly where in the story that kicks in.
To me, that just screams the guy on the pianola or whatever in the bar before the shootout starts or after the shootout going down.
Yeah,
The guy on the pianola is going. I can picture, you know, Quick and the Dead or any of those sort of films.
Yeah, but I think that from here it just gets stronger. My first listen to Can I Sleep in Your Arms, I thought it was my favorite track. We still haven't reached my favorite track, but the first time I listened to this, I was like, wow, I really, really like this song.
It's so cold lying here all alone. And I have no hope to hold on you. And I assure you I'll do you no wrong.
It's so simple. It's so soft. It's just so beautiful. Like, that is my style of country. The slow, it's the same reason that I love Blue Eyes in the Rain. To me, that's my kind of country. I think that, there's lots of strong songs on this album, but we finally hit my favorite next. Remember Me
when the candle lights
are gone. I don't know why. I really, really liked this song. It just stuck with me.
And I was yours till the end of eternity. But all those vows are broken now, and I will never be the same except in memory. Remember me when the candlelights are gleaming.
It's funny, you know, I think that every song on this album almost has the same melody. They all certainly have the same chord progression.
It's very consistent throughout. Yeah.
I feel like that song stands out. Yeah.
You'll get peaks and troughs and things. Blue Eyes certainly is to me just stands out head and shoulders. Although Can I Sleep in Your Arms is kind of a type with it.
Yeah, on a second re-listen, my favorite could very easily be Blue Eyes or even Time of the Preacher. I liked both of those songs a lot. So I'm going to have to listen to the whole album at least a couple more times before I get back to you and tell you which one to put in the playlist as favorite. But I'm giving this album a 7 out of 10. I liked it a lot, and I think that'll go up on future listens. I will listen to it again, and I'm gonna listen to some more Willie Nelson because I was really... It's not that I wasn't expecting to like this.
No, I thought that I would. 100% with you.
I thought that I would. I just didn't think I'd like it as much as I did.
I've never listened to another Willie Nelson album.
Yeah, right.
Not sort of by conscious decision or anything.
Yeah.
I think subconsciously, I don't think anything will be quite as magical to me as this album.
Yeah, I think, that makes sense.
I think I'm subconsciously nervous that other albums will just be country albums, whereas I think this album is something special.
Yeah, it is. There's something different about it. And I don't know why, because like I said, the songs are very similar. They're very of a type. They're very traditional country. And yet it's a vibe and an atmosphere that is created. Mm. It's the passion of perhaps that this was a passion project for him that I think you can feel through the recordings. And I just had no idea that his voice was that good. So I was sort of
blood
blown
and
away.
Tears dripping off the vinyl as it plays.
Yeah. So big fan. Thank you for making me listen to this one.
Excellent. I'm trying to throw really, you different stuff.
Well, yeah, I really struggled with what to give you next week. I've got a massive list. And in the end, you inspired me by giving me a concept album. You've given me two on the show now, and I thought it's time for me to give you one. It's a band that I know you are familiar with, but I don't believe you've listened to this album yet. It's Tallahassee from the Mountain Goats.
I've ordered it. It hasn't arrived yet. It got delayed in shipping.
So you've ordered it, but you haven't heard any of it?
I've never heard it, no.
Excellent. Okay.
What had happened, I ordered it at the same time that I ordered All Hell East Texas whatever tree, whatever it is.
Yep.
Sunset. Is it Sunset Tree?
Yeah.
Those two arrived, and I like them. Tallahassee didn't arrive, and then weeks later got a thing from Amazon going, so I just reordered a couple of days ago, but it hasn't arrived yet. So I've never heard it. I don't know anything about it.
I'm a massive Mountain Goats fan.
Their best thing.
I think it's his best album. It's up there for me with, I believe, the album either directly after or before it, Get Lonely. I think is their other strong album, but I decided to go with Tallahassee purely on the whole concept album thing. It's fucking beautiful. It's about this couple who move into a house down on Plantation Road in Tallahassee, and they just fucking hate each other. And it's just about this deterioration of their relationship. They're referred to in lots of Mountain Goat songs. They're known as the Alpha Couple. And they'd been, you know, kicking around in some of his songs before this point, but at this point he decided to just go ahead and do a full concept album on it. And it's just, it's heart-wrenching to listen to. I don't know whether his parents went through a nasty divorce or something, or whether he's been through relationships like this, but it's so raw and real, and I love it. I'm really looking forward to that next week. So, all right. There we go.
I haven't checked when it's due to arrive, but I'll jump into Spotify or whatever and start listening in the meantime. But that was ironic that I'd literally just reordered it. I think, what are we now? I think it was on Sunday. I went, fuck this, and just reordered it because it was just floating out in the ether.
Nice. So well, I hope you enjoy it. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. Thank you for joining us, patrons. We love you all. We're loving doing this series. It's a heap of fun. And like I said, I've got a massive list still. So hopefully we can keep going for a while with these. But we'll catch you next week.
I know what I'm giving you next time. I wish I could play the harmonica.